This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio. This is Lock and Load. You know, back in 2009, it was obvious for a long time that the Fort Hood shooter was trouble. But the government did not protect his fellow workers from him. The problem wasn't the gun law. It was the government did not do its job. You cannot ignore the reports from Hassan's colleagues and superiors about his conduct throughout his career while he was undertaking his residency at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center in 2003. He became known for his anti-American rants and calls for his colleagues to turn to Islam. The killer in the mass murder at a church in Florida should have been blocked from getting a gun, but the military did not do its job by informing authorities. They're saying church in, they mean church in Texas. And once again, the problem is not the lack of gun control or gun law. It was that the government did not do its job. It is clear that authorities and family knew that the killer at the Sandy Hook School was mentally ill and should never have been near a weapon, and that society needed protection from him. And somehow he had access to those weapons, and the problem was obviously not the lack of laws. Adam Lanza struggled with mental illness, a history of obsessive-compulsive behaviors, and a fascination with mass shootings, particularly the 1999 school shooting in Columbine, the report said, yet none of the mental health specialists he had a record of meeting with predicted he was capable of lashing out violently. Now we're to the killer in Florida, and he was well-known to authorities, so why didn't a background check block this mentally ill person from getting a gun? They visited his house 30 times. Isn't that enough? The FBI, they're the ones that received the records. They had tips regarding this killer, but they did not do their job. And again, the law wasn't the problem. Last week, a commander in the police department was shot and killed in Chicago by a career criminal. Why was the career criminal on the street? Now, of course, the protesters and the media and the Democrats, who always want more gun restrictions, use the victims to push their agenda. No matter that, many times the problem has been that the government wasn't doing its job of enforcing existing law. So from the rhetoric that we hear after every killing, you would think the U.S. would be number one in murders around the world. We are far from it. By the normal measurement, murders per capita, we rank on one scale at 99th. 99th. If you take out large violent cities like Chicago, the American rate would be lower. Chicago has strict gun laws and a higher murder rate. Houston, with similar demographics, has much looser restriction and a lower murder rate. So why is the solution more gun law? Do facts ever matter in this stuff? So isn't the actual solution to get the known career criminal off the street? Isn't the actual solution to destroy the violent gangs that are responsible for a significant number of the killings instead of more law? When Islamic terrorists commit violent acts, we're always lectured not to stereotype Muslims. But when violent, mentally ill gun owners commit atrocious acts, the immediate reaction is to stereotype gun owners, who are mostly nonviolent, law-abiding citizens. We're always lectured about stereotyping and profiling, but somehow it's okay to blame all gun owners for the irrational acts of a few. Now, when an illegal alien kills someone, we hear very little about the crime from the media or the Democrats because that is just so inconvenient to the agenda. When a person kills a person with a gun, we hear that one death is too many. So why don't we hear that when someone let out by a sanctuary city or state kills someone? Aren't all deaths and lives important? North Korea does not allow its citizens to own guns. Does that make the North Koreans safe? Let me tell you about North Korea. Right now, the North Korean athletes that are participating in the Olympics are afraid when they go back to North Korea, they're going to be put in a gulag for not meddling. In Nazi Germany, the guns were taken away. Did that make the people there safe or make them sitting ducks? So, I hang around people with guns. I have guns with me. And I do not feel unsafe around any of the people I know that carry guns. I don't feel unsafe in my neighborhood or friends' houses if I know they have guns. I do feel vulnerable when I go somewhere without a gun. Whether it's Chicago, that has very strict gun law, or like it was in Vegas, where I could have carried out in the open. Many elitists that push for more strict gun laws have guns themselves. They live in gated communities or have security guards and bodyguards. So shouldn't ordinary citizens have the right to protect themselves? You know, because almost all of them are law-abiding citizens. The media likes to pretend that they peddle facts, but this past week we saw nothing but absolute seizure-like knee-jerk reactions as many just repeated over and over again that this was the 18th school shooting this year. It didn't even sound honest, but it was repeated continuously, and it was partially corrected. My guess is they pushed it out there so much that that number 18 is sticking with everybody right now, and they did not hear the correction. The actual statistics are bad enough. They shouldn't be exaggerated to push an agenda. But couldn't we enforce existing gun law, making sure that criminals and mentally ill people are on lists for background checks and having sanctuary cities and states start enforcing laws that are on the books before we pass more law? Here's a hint for the leaders of the FBI. Maybe pay attention to tips that may protect the people from violent, mentally ill shooters like Cruz instead of targeting and spying on political opponents or chasing a fictional Russian collusion story and protecting people like guilty people like Hillary from prosecution. We would really feel very well served if you could just do that. See, I think Trump's right with his tweet. Where he said they should have been chasing this guy instead of trying to put, you know, having this investigation on me. He's right. We have having law. I mean, I know this sounds quaint. I do not think a law should even be considered if it's going to penalize anybody who hasn't done anything. Using the Florida shooting, which was so telegraphed, as an example of the need to get guns off the street, is the most disingenuous thing I've ever heard in my life. Guns aren't actually on the street. They're in gun safes and in holsters and in various means of storage throughout the United States. There are probably, you know, between 600 and 660 million guns in the United States, 24 trillion rounds of ammunition in the hands of civilian gun owners today. Do you think that if it was the guns, that by now that would have manifested itself? And listen, there would be none of this, you know, occasional stuff. This would be happening all the time, everywhere, if it were the guns. But it's not the guns. Stop blaming the gun. If we're going to blame the gun, let's put the gun in jail. Why is this kid in custody? It obviously was the gun. I'm playing your stupid game with you because you're saying this happened because a gun existed. No, it didn't happen because a gun existed. And there have been worse killings with less. Less. So, you know, figure out a way to enforce what we got first, could you? Because adding a whole bunch of law to something that's not even working, how's that going to work? I guess it won't. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Doing some changes here and there with a few things. You may have noticed that. I don't know. Okay, let's pivot and go look at something. It is time. We're at this moment now where the judiciary needs to be reminded that they serve at the convenience of Congress and the president. So it is time to remove those federal judges whose orders direct the president to perform unconstitutional acts or prevent him from performing actions granted to him by the Constitution. Now, right now, our current judicial order directs Trump to continue Obama's DACA order, which has been determined to be unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. The judge's order will be overturned by the Supreme Court. And there have been several earlier judicial orders to prevent Trump's executive orders from halting certain types of immigration. Those judicial orders and their circuit court appeals have already been overturned by the Supreme Court. And even though the cases have been properly resolved by the Supreme Court, the rulings of the federal judges appointed by the opposition party have temporarily impeded the proper exercise of the government. Now, a case could be made that the judges issued those orders as part of a resist movement, knowing they would create havoc and that they would ultimately be reversed. And because removing a judge from office is not easy, judicial arrogance has led to some activism. Those are exactly the type of judges who should be removed from office. Now, two requirements make it such that removal from office is not easy. The Constitution requires that a judge can be removed by two steps. He must be impeached by a majority vote of the House of Representatives and then convicted by a two-thirds vote of the Senate. Only 15 judges ever have been impeached. 8 were convicted by the Senate and removed from office. 4 were acquitted. 3 resigned from office before trial. So, what are the solutions for this judicial arrogance if removal from office is so difficult? Now, one way is for the Congress to create the same havoc for the federal judges as the judges create for the president. That is to put individual judges through the financial costs, the judicial ordeal, and the public embarrassment of impeachment. Now, as we've seen, 3 judges have resigned rather than face a trial by the Senate. But arrogance is unlikely to be undone by embarrassment, especially when supported by a compliant media. Second way calls upon a constitutional requirement of which few people are aware. And it involves courage and integrity on the part of Congress itself to act. Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution states, "The judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court and in such inferior courts as Congress may from time to time ordain and establish." So, in other words, lower courts, such as the federal and appeals courts, exist only by and at the will of the Congress. Therefore, the Congress itself may ordain the limits of the courts they have established and can modify those limits at will. Congress could ordain that only the Supreme Court and not a lower court may override an executive order. So, the Congress should thus correct ongoing political attempts by activist federal judges who intentionally create this instability by issuing unconstitutional orders they know are going to be reversed. The third solution for judicial arrogance suggests that a single member of the federal judiciary should no more be able to direct the President of the United States than a single member of Congress can create a law. The analogy rests upon the equality of the 3 branches of government, as established by the Constitution. Absent action by Congress, the President of the United States, as amicus curiae, friend of the court, should challenge the constitutionality of the long-standing practice of a lone lower court judge or an appeals court giving an order to a President of the United States. Yeah, we could do that. We need to be doing that. Now, knives. They kill more people in the United States than rifles do every year. Recent statistics from 2016 show that knives kill actually 5 times as many people as rifles in 2016. According to the FBI, 1,604 people were killed by knives and cutting instruments, and 374 were killed by rifles, all in 2016. Number of murder victims in the United States in 2016, 7,105 by handguns. 3,077 firearms, type not stated. 1,604 knives or cutting instruments. 903 other weapons or weapons not stated. 656 hand to hand. 472 blunt objects, clubs, hammers. 374 rifles. 262 shotguns. 186 other guns. Narcotics, 114. Fire, 107. Strangulation, 98. Those trends match the trends seen in previous years, which show knife murders far outnumbering rifle statistics. In 2013, knives were used to kill 1,490, and rifles were used to kill 285. Handguns outnumber both knives and rifles in American murders. And they were not included in the assault weapons ban. And writing on the issue of handgun violence, the Federalist makes this interesting point. But what about handgun murders, you might ask? They are responsible for the majority of gun murders, so why don't we just ban them and stop worrying about rifles? Easy, because gun bans and strict gun control don't really prevent gun violence. If you look at Illinois and California, 2013, there were 5,782 murders by handgun in the U.S. 20% of those, 1,157, happened in Illinois and California, which has two of the toughest state gun control regimes in the country. And even though California and Illinois contain about 16% of the population, those two states are responsible for 20% of the nation's handgun murders. One of the difficulties the FBI has in pinpointing the exact type of firearm used in the overall number of gun murders. In over 3,000 cases, the firearm is not stated, and that means it could be a rifle or handgun or shotgun used in the crime. And that could potentially add to the number of rifle deaths each year, but they can't figure it out. So if the ratios of weapons used in the uncategorized 3,000 reflected the overall sample size, the number of rifle deaths would only rise by a small fraction, which would still not be nearly enough to surpass the number of knife deaths. Now, once again, you're not going to be able to get rid of all knives. You're not able to get rid of all guns. The only thing you can do is try to be ready for it when it comes. Period. Period. Whether it's in school. And you got to have, look, this resource officer they were just talking about in the news that I gave you a little flash about. The guy was a 30-year vet. He was in the twilight of his career. I'm sure it was probably a good one. But, you know, he was probably older than I am. And he did not go in. That is not a school resource officer. That's just somebody occupying a slot. We got to get away from that. Absolutely got to get away from that. So, when we get back, we're going to talk a little more in depth in detail about the Broward County solution. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is Lock and Load. And I popped at the wrong thing. Okay. Michelle Balburn Pope, Executive Director of Student Support Initiatives for Broward County Public Schools in August 2017. She stated, "We're not compromising school safety. We're really saving the lives of kids." She was referring to what an article by Jeffrey Benzing in Public Sources calls the Broward County Solution. As Mr. Benzing relates, Broward County used to lead the state in Florida in sending students to the state's juvenile justice system. County leaders responded with a perfectly progressive solution: lower arrests by not making arrests. Authorities agreed to treat 12 different misdemeanor offenses as school-related issues, not criminal ones, and the results impressed the people who initiated the program. Arrests dropped from more than 1,000 in 2011-2012 to less than 400 just 4 years later. One particular motivation behind programs like Broward County's was the pressure from multiple sources to reduce the statistical disparity between black and Hispanic student arrests on one hand and white and Asian student arrests on the other. Benzing writes, for instance, how a Denver organization called Padres and Jóvenes Unidos successfully advocated for a program like Broward's to help achieve racial and education equity in Denver schools. I can't begin to tell you what I think of that. By virtue of his name alone, Nicolas de Jesus Cruz, the adopted son of Linda and Roger Cruz, became a statistical Hispanic. So, as such, authorities at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland had every reason not to report his troubling and likely criminal behavior to the police. According to a source who spoke to the Miami Herald, Cruz had been suspended from Stoneman Douglas High for fighting and also for being caught with bullets in his backpack. This was apparently at least one of the reasons why administrators reportedly emailed a warning to teachers against allowing Cruz on campus with a backpack. He was later expelled for reasons that have not been disclosed, but he was apparently not arrested. And this is not the first time for this solution to school crime to produce lethal results. An earlier case in the nearby Miami-Dade County Public School System should have been a warning, but unfortunately the media conspired to suppress the details of the case. The victim in Miami-Dade was Trayvon Martin. Miami-Dade schools have their own police department. The exposure of the department's practices began inadvertently with the Miami Herald story on Martin's multiple suspensions. This prompted Miami-Dade PD's police chief to launch a major internal affairs investigation into the possible leak of this information to the Herald. And as it began, the officers realized immediately they had a problem on their hands. Oh, God, oh, my God, oh, God, one major reportedly said when he first looked at Martin's data. He could see that Martin had been suspended twice already that school year for offenses that should have gotten him arrested. But in each case, the case file on Martin was fudged to make the crime seem less serious than it was. As one detective told investigators, the arrest statistics coming out of Martin's school, Dr. Michael M. Kropp Senior High School, had been quite high, and the detectives needed to find some way to lower the stats. This directive allegedly came from the police chief, and at least a few officers confirmed that the chief was particularly concerned about the arrest rates of minority males in the Miami-Dade system. In July 2012, the Obama administration formalized a pressure on school districts with an executive order warning school districts to avoid methods that result in disparate use of disciplinary tools. And they focused on black students in particular and headlined the press release announcing this dubious stroke of racism. Obama signs new initiative to improve educational outcomes for African Americans. Like Cruz, Trayvon Martin was frequently suspended three times in his final school year. In one case, Martin had been found with stolen jewelry and burglary tools in his backpack. Had he been arrested and not merely suspended, his parents and his teachers would have known how desperately far he had gone astray. But instead, he was diverted into nothing useful. Just days after his last non-arrest, he was allowed to wander the retreat at Twin Lakes High and alone, looking, in George Zimmerman's immortal words, like he was up to no good, or he's on drugs or something. The media's larger motive in suppressing the facts of this story was to protect the narrative of innocent black youth killed by white cop wannabe George Zimmerman, who was Hispanic. A secondary motive was to protect Obama's misbegotten quest to achieve racially statistical equity for youthful offenders by not arresting them for very real crimes. Cruz had to have done something more troubling than carrying bullets in his backpack. So, before you even talk about gun control, maybe the Republican leaders should demand a complete audit of Cruz's school records and the rethinking of the Broward County solution wherever it is applied. Now, getting out there and trying to monkey with the standard of what is and is not a crime is never a good idea. You cannot make life fit the ideal mold. You just can't. It's not done. So, you could, for example, you know, I'll go this far about saying this. If Trayvon Martin had been diverted into a juvenile program, maybe he would still be alive today. This kind of monkeying. Here's the thing with leftism. Leftism goes against the natural order of all things. There is one law that regulates us. One. Unless you're on the left, and then you may be breaking the law, but we don't want as many of you incarcerated because we got to get these numbers looking right. I don't know, maybe you could just provide a little education, let their families stay intact, and, you know, give them a little economic opportunity. Maybe then the numbers would adjust themselves. This kind of social experimentation has been allowed to go on for far too long, and we are reaping what we have sown. Sure, you're sitting around right now and you're saying, I've raised my kids right, and I've done all the right things, so I don't know what you're talking about, Bill. Well, I've tried to do that as well. And the part of the part that comes into play, however, is that it happened on our watch. And make no mistake, it happened on our watch. We've had semi-automatic. The AR-15 is 1950s technology. It's been around for a long, well, what, going on 70 years. 70 years it is. And, you know, 50s, we didn't have trouble with it. With 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. You know, they didn't use one in Columbine. The thing about the AR-15 right now is that everybody says that's the weapon of choice. So all these kids that want, they read this. Most of them are copycats anyway. They read this and they go do this. In the meantime, the adults who should be out there being the referee as we're trying to bring these children up, they're out there saying, well, look, since you're black, that's not a crime. Since you're Hispanic, that's not a crime. This isn't good for those that are committing the crime. Certainly not good for those that have to remain in their midst. The Broward County solution killed 17 children. So we know that he did something more egregious than having bullets in his backpack. So what did he have in his back? What did he have the day that he got expelled? What caused him to be expelled? If carrying bullets in your backpack isn't one of those things, what is? I'm sure we'll find this out as time goes on. This is unwinding itself really slow. And for a lot of people, for me, with every new revelation, I'm going, yeah, okay. Makes sense. Makes sense. And still, they'll keep on coming, but that's okay. The wind will be out of their sails soon enough. Because honesty and the truth always looks bad against their narrative. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Loverboy. I sold some sort of a gym membership to one of their background singers long time ago, back when Mike Reno still looked like Mike Reno. Well, he's still Mike Reno. He just changes. That's doggone it. We all change with age. Now, media in these shootings is very complicit. They have a lot of blood on their hands here. They know that mass murders are incentivized by media coverage that gives a form of immortality to the deranged killers. The pattern is clear. Many of the killers are open about their desire for infamy. The Port Arthur murderer asked his lawyer again and again, "Did I break the record?" This is the guy that started all of the gun grabbing in Australia that wasn't really gun grabbing. The media does not care how many innocents die because of their push for ratings. And they also want to further their agenda to disarm the population. And once again, a disturbed teenager has become a copycat killer following the narrative and fame the media has been pushing for a couple of decades. These mass shootings come in clusters as the killers are incentivized by the promise of fame the media provides in their rush to push for restrictions on firearm ownership. There's a lot of ways they can cover school shootings while providing little incentive for more school shooters. They have been told again and again how it could be done. Clayton Kramer wrote a paper on this in 1993. It was published in the Journal of Mass Media Ethics. It won first place, Association for Education and Journalism, and Mass Communication Ethics Prize, 1993, undergraduate division. Now, these mass killings receive far more media attention than comparable mass killings involving other instruments such as arson, automobiles, knives, other items. The mass murders would be substantially reduced if the media followed a few guidelines recommended by Lauren Coleman in his book, The Copycat Effect, in 2004. They detail strategies for reducing incentives for mass killings. Number one, the media must be more aware of the power of their words. using language like successful sniper attacks, suicides, and bridge jumpers, and failed murder-suicides, for example, clearly suggest to viewers and readers that someone should keep trying again until they succeed. We may wish to succeed in relationships and sports and jobs, but we do not want rampage or serial killers, architects of murder-suicide, and suicide bombers to make further attempts after failing. Words are important. Even the use of suicide or rampage in headlines, news alerts, and breaking bulletins should be reconsidered. Number two, they must drop their cliched stories about the nice boy next door or the lone nut. The copycat violent individuals, neither mysterious nor healthy, or usually an overachiever. They are often a fatal combination of despondency, depression, and mental illness. School shooters are suicidal youth that slip through the cracks, but it is a complex issue nevertheless, and people are not simple. The formulaic stories are too often too simplistic. Number three, they must cease its graphic and sensationalized wall-to-wall commentary and coverage of violent acts and the details of the actual methods and places where they occur. Photographs of murder victims, tapes of people jumping off bridges, and live shots of things like car chases ending in deadly crashes merely glamorize those deaths and create models for others down to the method, the place, the timing, and the type of individual involved. Even fictional entertainment, such as the screening of The Deer Hunter, provides vivid copycatting stimuli for vulnerable, unstable, angry, and depressed individuals. Number four, the media should show more details about the grief of the survivors and victims without glorifying the death. Highlight the alternatives to the violent acts and mention the relevant background traits that may have brought this event to this deathly end. They should also avoid setting up the incident as a logical or a reasonable way to solve a problem. Number five, they must avoid ethnic, racial, religious, and cultural stereotypes in portraying the victims or the perpetrators. Why set up situations that like-minded individuals like, say, neo-Nazis can use as a roadmap for future rampaging of similar victims? Number six, they should never publish a report on suicide or murder-suicide without adding the protective factors such as the contact information for hotlines, helplines, soft lines, and other available community resources, including email addresses, websites, and phone numbers. To run a story on suicide or a gangline murder without thinking about the damage the story can do is simply not responsible. That's like giving a child a loaded gun. They should try to balance this. And finally, number seven, they should reflect more on their role in creating our increasingly violent society. Honest reporting on the positive nature of being alive in the 21st century might actually decrease the negative outcomes of the copycat effect. It might create a wave of self-awareness that this life is rather good, after all, and most of our lives are mundane and safe and uneventful. This is something that an alien watching television news from outer space, as they say, would never know. The media should get real and try to use their influence and the copycat effect to spread a little peace rather than mayhem. In Australia, once the media there achieved extreme gun controls, they stopped the incentives for mass murder by shooting. Mass murder by shooting, always extremely and rare in Australia, was reduced. Dave Koppel, published in the Wall Street Journal, wrote about the copycat effect in Coleman's book on, in December 2012. The media benefits from coverage of these events. The media benefit from ratings and the politicization of the event. They use these events to further their agenda to impose more restrictions on gun ownership and use. And the restrictions desired seldom have a relationship to the mass killings. So semi-automatic rifles existed in the United States for over 100 years. Mass murder with them increased in the last 20 as the media have pushed their narrative. How much more blood will be on the media's hands before they stop using these events to promote their political agenda? How many more innocents will be considered to be collateral damage in their push for civilian disarmament? There are a lot of players in this. This is not just, first and foremost, the first blame goes to Nicholas Cruz. He is the perpetrator. He is the criminal. He's lucky to be alive. As a matter of fact, I was wondering how he got as far away as he did, and then they still knew it was him when they picked him up. And I know now, because everybody was expecting it to be him. So they picked him up, and he's very lucky to be alive about that one. He went and had a soda. After he got done shooting, he went and had a soda, I think, at the subway station or something. And then he proceeded to on foot and took off. He dumped his guns and his bags and his gas mask and everything. And he got out of the class, got out of the school with all the kids running out of school. He mixed in with them. That's the part where I sit to myself and say, is he really mentally ill or is he just evil? That, when you take that deliberate action that he took in that particular case, he seems less crazy, doesn't he? Which means he's more evil. More evil. So, and we, as we found out earlier this evening, we had a school resource officer right there, and he didn't go in and engage. If he had engaged, the shooting would have stopped. One thing that all of these shooters are not looking for is disruption. So if you round a corner and you start triggering a round at him or rounds at him, believe me, first things first, there's not going to be somebody behind him because they will all have run by now. Wherever he's set up, to his side, behind him, in front of him, everything's going to be in front of him. So if you can come up on his side, go. Go. Pull that trigger as fast as you can and send a wall of lead his way. Disrupt him. I know that in certain cases with some of these teachers they're going to train, that they ask them questions like, what if this was a student of yours a year ago? Would you be able to do it? And some can't. I get it. This would not be my problem, though. I would not have that problem. One of the things that I am absolutely petrified of is the thought of innocents being murdered. And who's doing the murdering? Their age, whatever their issues, that is completely immaterial to me. They're just a silhouette at that moment. That's as far as it's going to go. We have hour number three coming inbound right now. So we will pull back and we'll continue on with the rant. When we get back, this is Lock and Load.
Legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.